If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes, you are. Well, we're getting ready to enter the 100th day of the war that was supposed to last 4 days, that has killed a lot of innocent people, cost hundreds of billions of dollars, and destroyed the world economy. Trump blew up at an idiotic NBC reporter. I don't know why he keeps giving corporate media interviews. They're only big when he does give them the interviews. And I watched the interview. Everything he said was true and dead on about election fraud in California. Now they're, again, holding the election up, and then magically all the ballots come in. That's confirmed. They're, like, all against Spencer Pratt. None for Spencer Pratt, everything for Bass, of course. That's the Democrat way. They just always wait, and then they have enough magically come in. Took California months to decide their races in 2024. And don't worry, all those Republicans that were ahead, they ended up losing. So she tries to give him that gaslighting, saying that's crazy. There's no election fraud in this country by the Democrats. And then he blows up at her, throws the mic down, steps on it when he walks away. It's a mic stomping moment. He's invented something new. He wasn't just a mic drop moment. He had he ground it out like a lit cigarette you throw on the ground. You can even hear it crunch and the audio go out, stomping off like Godzilla. But then he tells the Whopper, I never said no new wars. And technically, he would say, if you want big wars, if you want a whole bunch of wars, if you want World War III, vote for Kamala, vote for Hillary before that. But I'm going to try to stop new wars, and I'm the peace president, but I won't let Iran have a nuclear weapon. So I'm not defending him. I mean, I wouldn't call it a truthful statement. Because he just went, oh, that's ridiculous. I never said any such thing. Oh, I could show you the compilations, but I don't need to. I mean, there are like 10-minute compilations of him going back to like 2016 until just before the election and even after. I'm the peace president and all the rest of it, but that's the one they got him on. But everything else he was saying was just pure unmitigated crap. And these shows have almost no viewers, but he's a boomer. He's upset that A-listers, he thinks people like Madonna is an A-lister. He's upset that A-listers don't want to come to his big boxing event at the White House in a week. Everybody you think's an A-lister, Streisand and all those people, they weren't cool 30 years ago, bro. But not Trump. You see the list of people he tries to give these events. I mean, it just shows his disconnect. Absolute. Oh, you know, podcasters getting pretty popular. Someday they'll be as big as the news. They were bigger than the news 10 years ago, bro. But it just shows that Trump still believes whatever he hears on Fox News. And he watches Fox News, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, and he thinks that that is the whole world. And then when CNN has a poll, oh, sir, 100% of your supporters support the war. He just keeps spouting that as his real numbers go into the tank. But I'm belaboring that. It doesn't matter. We have all the clips for you. We're going to be getting into that. But wow. Over a week ago, when we reported, a week and a half ago, on the legislation of the Defense Authorization Act that literally says integrate, fuse, give access to all intel, all weapons, from DARPA through the universities into the Pentagon, into the agencies, embedding lifetime Israeli operatives inside the highest levels of the military-industrial complex. Netanyahu's letter comes out later where he thanks Congress, and by the way, it did pass out of committee. For it, he talks about integrating everything, including AI, weapons, everything. They're like, when I first talked about it, we can have it go, oh, it doesn't exist, Jones is making it up. Then it doesn't say that. Well, now they've had the congressional hearings. Now the Pentagon came out and said, Israel is the number one threat, spying-wise, to U.S. national security. That broke a couple days ago when I posted it on X. Here come the bots saying it's not true. Now it's all admitted, all over the news. What are you going to do now? We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us for this live Sunday, June 7th, Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are coming into the 100th day of this disastrous war that Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likudnik wild-eyed Zionists drug us into. We've got all the repercussions of that. Trump blowing up in an NBC interview, walking off the stage over the fact that they were saying, no, you did say that you wouldn't have any new wars, and oh, there's no election fraud. So they were doing most of the lying, but Trump was being deceptive when he's like, I never said no new wars. I never said I'm the peace president. Yeah, you did a whole bunch, Trump. So that's the facts. So thank you so much for joining us today. It has really come to a head a week and a half after it was discovered in the Defense Authorization Act, the big defense bill they're trying to pass the next 2 months for next year's spending for the War Department, that Israel put Section 224 in there. Netanyahu later admitted that he wrote it, and it's, quote, his plan, in a letter thanking the Republicans. They did pass it out of committee, so that's moving forward to the full House floor, I guess, in the next week. And in it, it says integration, merger of everything, bioweapons, AI, conventional weapons, satellite telemetry, spying, everything. And that's, quote, Netanyahu's plan to fund Israel because they'll co-own our weapons. If they do one thing or design anything or claim they do, it's just all free lunch. I mean, this is crazy. Did you know we were getting married to Israel officially? Like, we're about to have a wedding, and the preacher says, if anybody has a problem with this, now speak or forever hold your voice. Well, I'm as a nation, I'm not going along with marrying Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's huge. And, of course, the bots and the neocons tried to first say it didn't exist, and they said, well, it didn't really say that. Now they're like, well, it is a good thing to do. And you want to kill all the Jews if you don't support this. Just crazy. Wouldn't want any foreign government having any of this control over us. This is insane. This is treason. As I've been saying for a week and a half. Now on Friday night, NBC News comes out, and the Pentagon confirmed it. And they were given the classified document, and a bunch of it's now been published, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. And the Pentagon's confirmed it. Yes, that's our assessment. The Defense Intelligence Agency and two other agencies in the Pentagon said the number one national security threat for spying and espionage is Israel, bumping Israel up to the highest threat level. And, of course, that dovetails with everything we see and that we're witnessing right now. Oh, Congress, the American people, you got a problem with a blank check to Israel or any other foreign government? Well, we'll just merge R&D and defense development and the patents on it with Israel and just give them all the money that way in the black hole with $18 trillion since 1996. That's how much they say is missing. $18 trillion was 2.4 in 2001. It's over $10 trillion like 6-7 years ago. So that's where we are, $18 trillion. Boy, let's attach Israel to that. A country with a smaller gross domestic product than San Francisco. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. But Israel has the lobby. Half the billionaires on the planet are Jewish. Most of them are Zionists, and they are funding it. And any congressperson that bucks it, Democrat or Republican, they'll primary your ass, like Thomas Massie. He's come out. He's got a few months left in Congress and pointed out that he's introducing another amendment to try to block it when it goes to the floor. And he says it's treason. And that's exactly what it is. Not treason by Israel. They're a government that sees a government they bought off and infiltrated, so they're trying to take us over. That's just conquest. But the treason is the folks in Congress doing all of that. That's coming up. And again, I never said there was an Israeli conspiracy to control the U.S. I never said they were the most dominant lobby or power group or adversary of the U.S., like Communist China was, or the EU, or the left in general, allied with Islam. But now Israel, with their control of Trump to a great extent, though he's starting to at least buck a little bit, is making a move to censor everybody, control the Pentagon, intelligence. 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel in any way, you can't get any government contracts. I mean, this is all very un-American, very, very dangerous. The ADL's partnered with law enforcement, got the Southern Poverty Law Center running all the main white supremacist groups so they can create the problem and create the boogeyman. It's serious. So I've got the latest on all of that. We're going to be getting into. And then I sent the crew over 50 videos out of the UK alone, and then a whole bunch out of Europe. There's a giant Islamic uprising, and if it wasn't for X, you wouldn't even know about it, because it's not on the German or Belgian or Dutch news or Swedish news or French news or UK news. If you talk about it in the UK, they come and arrest you. You could be a top journalist, you could be a guy on the street. And I have all these videos of new ones of somebody standing on the street and a bunch of Muslims are burning things, and you show it, and the police come and arrest you and tackle you and drag you away. I mean, it is unbelievable all the information we're going to be getting to today. And just to tie into that, Churchill dropped from UK banknotes over elitist and divisive image. And then I've got countless videos with the Muslims and others saying, this is our country now, get out, we rule you, we're taking over. And them saying it in Germany, saying it in New York. These are all new videos. New York is ours now. Whatever the brown people say goes now. The cops are going to come and whip your ass and keep you in jail all night. This is our city. Go back to wherever the F you came from. Do you have a visa to be in New York? It's no longer America. There's videos of these. Pregnant women being beat up by Muslims, thrown off buses. Germany saying, we want foreigners, not Germans. Keir Starmer saying, Muslims are the best. White people, white men are banned from any new government jobs. Actual video. I mean, this is all brand new. The UK just banned white middle-class men from applying for paid internship at taxpayer-funded organization. I mean, it's the same thing. U.S. journalists talking to the police, listen to what the police officer says to the Muckraker report. It doesn't matter if what you said wasn't racist. If someone claims it was, we arrest you. It's up to the Muslims. I mean, wait till you see all of this. I've somehow got to try to play it all. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, in Albania, millions have marched, gone absolutely crazy, when they found out that the Rothschilds, Jared Kushner, with the government, had taken over a big wildlife preserve with a plan to build an airport, take over a private island that already has all these nuclear war bunkers in it from the Cold War, and they're going to build this giant elite compound there. And the people got mega pissed. I mean, that just shows how popular being tied to Israel is all over the world. And that's what Trump, when it first broke, I told you, Trump's the one that leaked it to Axios almost two weeks ago. Oh, it's not even a real report, Jones, it's fake. I'm like, oh, really? I made some calls, it was real, it was Trump leaked it. Trump later admitted, no, he's the one that put it out. Netanyahu said, yeah, he said those things to me. He said, you're crazy, you'd be in prison without me. You need to quit blowing up whole apartment buildings to get one bad guy. And he said to him, you've made Israel the most unpopular country in the world. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. And now Trump understands most people hate him because of this. So that's where we are. And now Trump has basically kicked the Israelis out of any level of the negotiations with Iran. But to really fully do that, he's got to kick Kushner out, who literally grew up with Netanyahu. Kushner and his criminal dad, best friends with Netanyahu. So that's why all this is going nowhere. But Trump keeps saying, oh, it's all about to end. So let's look at some of this NBC interview. Trump walks off Meet the Press interview with Kristen Welker. And again, I detest this lady, and you watch the whole interview. Everything she says is a lie, except you said no new wars. He goes, I never said that. I never pledged that. He used to say, we play the compilation, no new wars. I'm the peace president. You want peace, vote for me. You want World War III, vote for Hillary or vote for Kamala. Same spiel. And he did that during his first administration, so I believe he'd do it during this one. But it's not a complete lie, because he did throw in the proviso, well, I'll never let Iran have a nuclear weapon. We'll obliterate them if they try to have one. So he would give mixed signals, really. I wouldn't call it a complete lie, but the way he responded to the that's preposterous when she said that, that's what turns it into deception by Trump. I just call it like I see it. I don't think anybody can deny what I just said. Everybody saw it. I don't need to play the compilation of him. We have 5-minute ones, 10-minute ones. I mean, he said it hundreds of times. You've seen it, you know. And we've had a departure from the old Trump in the last year, and it's not good for anybody, in my view. And the end for Israel as well. This is all leading to a very dark place. So here is Trump getting into the real meat and potatoes of this situation, and that is that every time California has an election, they take the longest of any state. It took them over a month in 2024 to, quote, finish counting ballots, and you had all these Republicans ahead, but then magically they would just keep finding more ballots and more mailed-in ballots in a warehouse or here or there. They would just keep counting and keep going until almost all the Republicans lost. And it's the same tactic they use all the time. In 2020, Pelosi said, it doesn't matter if he wins that first night, the first few days is a red mirage. We'll find the mail-in ballots. They're there. He will be gone. And that's exactly what they did. Now, Trump said last week the DOJ is doing a criminal investigation into mail-in ballots. Well, the Democrats said, well, I'm sure he ordered it, but I mean, will you ever see it happen? I'm not holding my breath with Todd Blanche, the Democrat lawyer operative who's the head of the DOJ, who Trump is now nominated to be the official AG. Predicted that. Oh, Jones, that's not true. He wouldn't do that. Well, did it again. So, however he's hypnotized him, I'm not sure. And then you got Trump getting up and stepping on the microphone. This is a classic. Here's both clips.
It was a dirty election.
Mr.
And it's
President,
happening again right now in
never
California.
Presented evidence.
It's happening
the
right now in California. Right now, it's looking. Look at what's
Where's
happening
the
in California.
To that?
It's
the
4 days.
The Republicans are doing well in California.
In California, it's. No, they're not. They're dropping fast because it's a rigged election. Let me tell you, it's 4 days. And they aren't even close
well,
to coming
they,
up
that's
with
how they count
it. You know
the
why
votes
they're doing that? Because they're cheating on the election.
There's what do you have evidence they're, to support?
All
that?
I have to do is look. All
but,
I have to do is
that's
look.
That's not evidence.
And I listen. And I listen to people.
But,
and let's see what happens.
But, sir, that's not evidence.
Do you think
and
it's appropriate
that's how they
that they
count the votes in
Do you
California?
Think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking
State
a winner?
State and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging
they're crooked.
The votes to be counted quickly. That's how they
they're
vote in
crooked,
California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
Really?
Let's
well,
continue.
You play right into their hands.
Let's
and
continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid.
Let's
You
continue.
Play right into their hands with this rep. You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You know that I won an election in a landslide, and I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why
you've
I got
never
that?
Presented
Because you have no
evidence.
Credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about I want to talk about Todd
You
Blanche.
Have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk
Your
about
Your elections
you
in this country.
Court.
We're like a third world country.
But, sir,
Your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
But, Mr. President,
and so is ABC and CBS. And CNN.
But, Mr. President,
your one-sided crooked networks. All right, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain
all
with you.
I know. I traveled
the rain
all the
with
way
you for
to
an
Wisconsin.
Hour. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
all, listen,
press.
We traveled on, all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
So you've heard of mic dropping. He actually steps on the mic there for radio listeners. You hear it crunch. That's why the audio gets so bad for a while. He takes it off and throws it down but keeps talking. And then you can only hear off of her mic, and then he steps on it. What a delicious sound. So you got to love Trump at those moments. I still like him in many ways. He's way better than Democrats were. That's why it's so painful to see him go sideways and so dangerous. And he now knows it's destroying the country and his legacy and is very pissed behind the scenes. I've talked to people that are good guys in the White House, and I told you that over a year ago. He screams at Netanyahu. Trump said, oh, I've done that before. He's done it before. I've talked to folks that have been in the room. So Trump does like Israel. He does like Jewish people. He's got a lot of them working for him. Gets along with them great. His dad did too. And so he's got a soft spot for Israel and was brought up like most boomers to love Israel. And Israel was not like they are now back then. I mean, they had problems, but good boy, Israel's leadership's really nasty now. Who can deny it? But he's really pissed at Netanyahu. And he tries to act like he's friendly to Netanyahu. He's been screaming and yelling at Netanyahu since Netanyahu called Joe Biden and congratulated him. It was the first world leader to do it. And so Trump knows. Now, here's Fox News reporting, and so is CNN, on the fact, and so is the LA Times, that almost every ballot coming in is for Bass and for the other candidate who's way behind. None of them are for Spencer Pratt. Just like, remember with Biden in all those battleground states, he's below, it's an organic curve, Trump's ahead, organic curve, and then, oop, they close the counting, they claim, put up the cardboard in all the different states, same procedures. All these vans pull in the middle of the night when they're supposedly not counting, but they keep counting, and then bloop, Biden goes straight up. That doesn't do that in counting because, oh, we got all these new ballots. You think there'd be some Trump ones in there? No, no Trump ones in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan. So they are the party of mega massive fraud when it comes to election fraud. I mean, I've been doing this 32 years. I just cover balls and strikes, you know, as they are. And I can count on two hands, 10, 15 examples of Republicans involved in election fraud. The Democrats, it's just everywhere with thousands, just constant. I mean, you know that. It's just so crazy. And Todd Blanche hadn't done anything, and I know blocked a bunch of Ed Martin and other people's investigations into election fraud. And so here we are. Trump wants the right thing to be done, but he's not doing the right thing. Here's a clip from Fox.
We'll go to the runoff. We believe very comfortably, based on the Associated Press reporting from the votes overnight, that she now currently leads in that mayor's race. So really, the second-place finisher will advance, and that's either Pratt or that's Rahman. But Pratt right now is sitting in a very good and comfortable position. So how do they vote in Los Angeles? Massive, sprawling town. Here are the neighborhoods. Pacific Palisades hit by the fires. Westwood, that's where UCLA is. Hollywood, and of course, downtown L.A. To show you a bit of a comparison, we went back to the results in Los Angeles from 4 years ago. This is not the primary now. This is the mayor's race and how it ended up. Karen Bass was the winner over Rick Caruso. Caruso was a Republican, then an independent. He ran as a Democrat. But this is where Caruso did best. Pacific Palisades, okay, in the neighborhoods to the north. Karen Bass did best in downtown L.A., Hollywood, and East L.A. And we'll see eventually once we get to November if indeed those voting patterns follow. Now, with that as a setup, John Ashbrook, co-host of the Ruthless Podcast, is with.
All right, I must have sent you the wrong clip. This is a Fox clip and a CNN clip saying, oh, almost all the ballots are for Bass and for the third-place challenger so they can try to get her in the runoff and then lose it. But it doesn't matter. It's all over the news. Everybody knows that's true. POTUS, do you think it's appropriate they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking a winner? They're crooked, just like you're crooked. And then there's an article on it. Nearly all overnight and late ballots in L.A. mayoral race going against Spencer Pratt. Los Angeles mayoral count did not stop on election day, and the late ballot story is now moving straight into the election integrity territory. The reason is simple. The late and overnight mail-in updates being tracked online are cutting into Spencer Pratt's lead. Conservative accounts on X spent the last 24 hours pointing at the same pattern. The other challenger is gaining on Pratt in the late count, and people want an explanation. Here is the clearest numeric snapshot of what they're reacting to. The viral screenshot circulating, we'll pull this up for people, in those posts shows Karen Ruth Bass at 172,720 votes, Pratt at 151,149, and Rahman at 110,848. Compare that to the current official Los Angeles County readback. As of the county's post timestamp, Bass sits at 183,701 and Pratt at 157,116. And the other lady, 119,809. See the difference? They're all gaining. He's not. Run the math between those two snapshots, and the pattern is plain. Bass added 10,981 votes. Rahman added 8,961 votes. And Pratt just added 5,967 votes. So in that window, Rahman gained 2,994 votes. On Pratt, his lead over her shrank from 40,000 to 37,000. This is the move that lit up the timeline. And now the numbers are coming in even worse. In some areas, no votes for him in some of the precincts. So it is absolutely crazy, ladies and gentlemen, that that's where we are. Now, I want to shift gears into, and then be done with this part of it, because I have a lot of other stuff to hit, the war. Here's Trump telling the NBC newsreader, Parrot, that no, I never said no new wars. I never said that. Yeah, you did. With me, you didn't know you new wars. With her, you get World War III. I'm the peace president. And then we didn't win the peace prize last year. He goes, well, I guess I didn't win the peace prize, so I guess you'll get war. You know, one of his sick jokes, but that's where we are. And a lot of these pro-war people trying to act like that's not a deception. It just makes you look stupid because everybody knows what he said. Everybody's seen the compilations. Everybody saw him say it live. Just stop. We didn't get any new wars. I mean, just compared to other presidents, it was like crickets in the first administration. That was a great thing. And there has been a departure from that. And it's Israel driving the train and Israel trying to take over control of our foreign policy and domestic policy. It's wrong. Here's Trump.
What changed? Because you insisted no new wars.
First of all, I didn't guarantee no war. Why would I have built the strongest military in the world? I built our military. I inherited a terrible military. We had no equipment. We had nothing. I built a tremendous military. Biden gave a lot of it away, but it's still a relatively small portion compared to what I built.
But you said it over and over again, Mr. President.
Why would I build a military? Now, I didn't want to use this, but I'm doing you and everybody else a big favor. In the midst of the greatest stock market in history, in the midst of the most successful country, because as you know, in the last term we were dead country, Kristen. I know you're a big liberal or a big progressive.
No, but I'm just a journalist.
If I wanted to spend all day bashing Trump, I'd play the other clips where he's, inflation's up, yep, and it went down my first year, but it's up because of this, but it'll go way down right after this war's over. That's not what the economists say, and I agree with them. It's packed in. It's oil and fertilizer and key chemicals. Took a year to unwind this now. And then he goes on to basically say it doesn't matter, the economy's great, stock market. Trump, most people don't have that much money, aren't in there. The economy is not great, Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, when I get up here on air and I cover all this information, it is the most accurate information I have. And it is absolutely what I believe to be the truth. No exaggeration, but also no holding back. And if you watch Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's broadcast, I said it is with no pleasure that I say that the state of Israel and the Zionist state is the number one threat to America and world peace, and ultimately to Jews and Israel itself, if you look at second, third, fourth order. I said, with everything they're doing, how they've galvanized the world against Israel and now the U.S., the insane level of torture, rape, war crimes that they get caught on video doing, and declaring Amalek, you know, extermination, and then trying to cover that up. You add all that together, it's a perfect storm. And now it's the number one issue in the world. And now in Gallup poll, Israel's the most hated country in the world. It's been the most hated country in the world for about a year. They just had a new Gallup poll globally. Very accurate. And it's worse. Now, a lot of people that just, for whatever reason, have always been obsessed with Israel and Jews, and that's all they hear about, they're like, great, the world's finally awake. Think this out. The current clash of civilizations, the big issue in the world is not AI, not the mad scientist, not Bill Gates, not the UN, not the plan for new pandemics, not the robot rise, all that stuff, 10 billion people, nuclear weapons. No, it's the Middle East and Muslims and Jews fighting with each other for thousands of years, sucking us into it. And then I've got countless videos of the Muslims committing atrocities and war crimes and their school kids saying our mission is to murder and kill all the Jews. And as people say, well, we'll see, we'll be on the Jews' side. It's all tribal warfare insanity. It's not our fight. And I don't want to hear, go fight them over there. So we have to fight them over here. It's the same number. They've averaged it out. Whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the UK, Canada, or the US, when you average it all together, it's between 12 and 18 times. And if you use the global average, it's 15 times. Look it up yourself. There are 15 times the Muslims in the West now than there were before 9/11. 15 times. So how did fight them over there so not over here work? We go over there and blow the hell out of it. In every case, take out someone way less radical. Our allies in Egypt, Obama took them out and put the actual Muslim Brotherhood in that blew up every damn church in the country. Then the Egyptians fought back and got back control themselves, more moderate. They just put the head of Al-Qaeda 2 years ago in charge of Syria. Israel founded Hamas so they'd have radicals in charge. They'd have an enemy. I've actually got a couple Jewish TV news reports. They even admit on Israeli TV and other places, oh, yeah, well, Israel does this so, you know, so we have caveman enemies we can blow up because we want to take their land. It's sick. But I'll assure you, the average American, whether they be a Christian, a Catholic, a Jew, whatever, doesn't even know this stuff. In fact, I've shown other Jewish broadcasters this stuff before when I've said this about Israel going back to the 50s funding radical Muslims to blow up Jews around the Middle East to make them move to Israel. When I show them, you never saw this newspaper article, Jerusalem Post, 40 years ago? They're like, whoa, I didn't know that. And then they freak out about it and go on their own show and talk about it. I mean, I've talked to Jews that didn't know this stuff. But the average American doesn't know the Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen to get us into Vietnam. Of course, the average American doesn't even know what the Gulf of Tonkin is. Gulf of Tonkin incident or the Gulf of Tonkin. That's a big gulf there off Vietnam. So, but I didn't get to the big statement. Sorry, I was elaborating. Just ask the archivist to do this because I want to play this tomorrow. Just to show people. I said, and it was a big deal. I made a big announcement. I said, listen, I wouldn't say this unless I believe this. And I walked through why. And I said, it paints a target on my back. But if I don't say this, I said it a bunch, but that's the clip I want. I think it was Tuesday or it was Wednesday, Thursday. I said, it paints a big target on my back. But if I don't say this, I'm a traitor to America, a traitor to my ancestors, a traitor to our forebears, to the veterans that fought and bled and died in many cases for this country. If any nation was trying to take us over, like Israel's doing right now with the legislation, with the lobbying, and with their political PACs targeting anybody that doesn't submit to them and primarying them like Thomas Massie, I said, I would be a traitor, and I would be aiding and abetting them if I didn't come out and do this. And it is quite a statement to say Israel is the number one threat to America's very existence and to world peace. And I went on to say, and to Israel, when you look down the road where this is leading. And by the way, it's funny, all the former Mossad chiefs, almost all their former top generals, have been saying this for 2 years. Tucker interviewed like 30 of them for a documentary he made released a month ago, got no coverage. I mean, millions of people watched it, but you'd think that'd be bigger news. So again, Israel's not one monolith, but the people in charge there are out of their minds. Remember Michael Savage? Before this new war started, he was on about 5 months ago. He said, I'm talking to all these top Israelis, and they say, you know, he's got to be removed. He's bitten off more than he can chew. It's going to trigger a chain reaction and turn the whole world against Israel. And Israel will win for a few years, but in the end, Israel will fall. They're not saying that because they're anti-Israel. They're saying it because anybody who knows this stuff in geopolitics and politics can see this is conjuring hell on earth. So I don't come at this from a perspective of, you know, secretly having, you know, Nazi daggers in my, you know, in my office that I worship, or I'm not eating off Nazi cutlery or whatever. That's a thing the Nazis do. I don't dress up in SS uniforms like Schwarzenegger does and then gets awards from the ADL because he loves Hitler. So, but what Israel has become and what it is a supervillain. Now, notice I said that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Spent hours. So for the archivist, his problem will be finding specific clips I want, not big long ones, just like a 5-minute excerpts. Because what comes out Friday night? The Pentagon. Now, here's the big announcement. The Pentagon, 100% in response to the legislation, what happened Thursday, passing out a committee to give Israel, under Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act, total access to everything, AI, weapons development, DARPA, top universities, live time telemetry, integration, live time fusion, integration, synchronization, fusion. When you hear fusion, integration, synchronization, baby, that means simpatico. That means one unit. Those are the terms they use for the armed services to work together and down to the unit level. And Netanyahu's letter bragging that he wrote the plan and wrote what they put in the bill, thanking the committee for passing it. Out of one committee to the final committee, and then Thursday they passed it out of that committee. And then less than 24 hours later, the Pentagon comes out and says, And they admit the Pentagon leaked this to NBC News and everybody else. Everybody else sat on it. They know what to do. And now the Pentagon's confirmed, no, that's our assessment from now 2.5 weeks ago, that Israel is the number one national security threat to the United States because of, quote, these are White House sources, quote, of the New York Times, the unhinged behavior of Israel. Folks, they got sex operatives. They're hacking everybody's phones. They're breaking in people's houses. They're putting pressure on people's families. They are up everyone's butt. And nobody is as aggressive as the Israelis. You can go read any of the former spy chiefs, CIA, Mossad people brag about it. I mean, nobody is more aggressive, okay? And extremely competent. I'm not going to take that away from Israel. But we're talking foaming at the mouth, okay? And not just spying, putting pressure on people and buying people off to force us into full war. And Israel bragging, AIPAC, yeah, we got rid of Massey. We ran off MTG. We're going to get everybody. So here's the big announcement. All those were just a setup to this point. The Pentagon's own assessment that they didn't release until they saw that bill start to pass out of committee states the truth, and it states exactly what I was saying word for word, specifically. Nobody's more famous for spying on U.S. secrets and selling them to the highest bidder than Israel. So that's where we are. But here's the takeaway, and here's the headline here in your mind. The Pentagon breaks its silence, issues emergency warning to the American people, the White House, and the armed services. Emergency warning. Here's the headline. Pentagon issues emergency warning to the American people. Israel is attempting to carry out a silent coup against the armed services and intelligence agencies of the United States of America. This is an unprecedented move because of the desperate times. And they've got Israeli and neocon and globalist operatives all over the Pentagon. They're flying Israeli flags, bases all over the place. They're trying to make troops pledge allegiance basically to Israel. You got IDF soldiers wearing their uniforms when they vote in the Congress. And so for the Defense Intelligence Agency and two other Pentagon intelligence agencies, all three joined it and agreed and did this. They are doing their job. The treason got so bad, the behavior got so incredible that the Pentagon said the number one security threat is espionage by Israel right now. And there's my report from a week ago about the nuclear blackmail. Go watch that 17-minute report where I talk about treason. And I show you the Israeli officials and spies saying, we held Nixon hostage in 73. They wouldn't give us more weapons, so we threatened to use atomic bombs or hydrogen bombs on Egypt. And then you got the current Ben-Gvir, on the National Security Council head, saying the same thing. He's even more rabid than Netanyahu. Is everybody want, oh, he's got cancer. Oh, he's had a heart attack. Great. Hope Netanyahu goes away. Not if you get Ben-Gvir. All you want to get rid of Putin, you'll get somebody way meaner. All the analysts agree with that. So we're in a rock and a hard place here, and basically, we're strapped in with a crazy teenager driving a souped-up Hellcat demon that's 1,000 horsepower, and the 16-year-old is wild out of his mind driving 200 miles an hour down the interstate highway at night, weaving between cars. And when you look over the teenager, you say, why don't you slow down and pull over? Why don't you stop? As the lights flash past you, and they go, shut up, anti-Semite. And I'm just like, you know you're out of your mind, right? You know that, right? So that's the reality here. The Pentagon has come out and raised the alarm one day after it passes out of committee. Go read Section 224 and then read the ADL and read AIPAC saying there's nothing in there. Netanyahu just wants to sell the missile defense system Israel has to the U.S. That's all. That's all. And the committee members, after they pass it, they out of committee, they go, you know, we ought to give Ukraine this, too. And, of course, the Congress people know they can launder money through Ukraine and Israel and write back to themselves. But everybody focuses on the money part. Netanyahu's like, my plan is we'll no longer be dependent on Congress because we'll now be co-owners of the Pentagon. What? But that's secondary. The stealing the money is nothing compared to integrating who the Israelis are going to send, who are being ordered to put them into every major command system, research system, you name it. And then it came out more of the Defense Intelligence Agency report once the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times made calls and said, we're not going to get arrested if we put this out. And the White House goes, put it out. So yesterday, the New York Times and Wall Street Journal today go, oh, no, the Israelis somehow broke into all our military's phones, all our intelligence people in Washington, in Israel, everywhere, and they're in live time control, and everybody's phones are tapped, and they're tracking everyone. Well, Israel now got Apple to say all the new iPhones have their chip made in Israel by their defense company in all the new iPhones. And Israel's famous for loading stuff onto chips and software and, you know, the Stuxnet they did with Iran against their power plants. But look, all these powers do it. China does it. We do it. The point is Israel's really nasty about it. Yeah, there's the article. Pentagon sees growing espionage threat. And I can tell you, it's sex operatives. It's just straight up cash. It's, hey, you ought to, you know, you've been invited by group in Israel, first class hotel, everything taken care of to Israel. And then you're over there. Oh, this lovely young woman really wants to hang out with you. Oh, hey, just work with us. You know, we've got a business over here, a computer company. You ought to be a consultant for it. How's $1 million a year sound? I've talked to so many people that it happened to. That is standard procedure. I know military officers aren't even high up. Over there, boom, they're at dinner all of a sudden. Or they're at the beach, some hot chicks are hitting on them. They're in a hotel room 2 hours later, and they're like, we want you to work for Israel, baby. That was really great sex. Don't want to tell your wife about this. So this is the real world. I have swatted off Israeli sex operatives, Russian sex operatives, CIA sex operatives. The crew's even seen it before. Had some CIA ones basically crying in D.C. But literally, I chewed their asses out so bad right in front of two of the crew members. And, but that's because their MO was so clear. It was, they got really freaked out when I assessed them that way. I talked to them about 30 minutes and I was like, you're not full-time sex operators. You volunteered for this. What, you both got sociology degrees. If I went to Georgetown, right? And then they start going, I was like, oh, you want me, you want both of you want to go up to the room. I know the CIA honeypots work in teams like he did to Julian Assange, and then you're going to go up there and later say I raped you. Hey, guys, what, you're probably about 40. I'm not against older women, but I'm married, by the way. But you're both about 40. You're trying to all be dolled up. You're not really good at it. I mean, you're okay-looking women, and you got yourselves wound up as volunteers to come in here when you're really just analysts, now playing sex operative. They start crying and run off. So, but the Russians, it's just like, Putin wants to be your friend. You like her? And it's like some super gorgeous bombshell going, oh, my darling, like Ka the snake. Same thing with the Israelis. She's, <ooh. laughs> some really hot ones. We just looked like Wonder Woman one time, and she was like, she likes you. You know, we like you. Come on, Alex. She's ready to move to Austin. She wants to be your friend. She wants to work here. Give her the job. We're your friends. We don't want this to go like this anymore. You need friends, Alex. The Democrats and them, they're going to end up destroying you. Time for you to work for a team. So see, that's like, go ahead, guys. You can go ahead and go now. Thank you. See, with me, none of this is personal. I'm not going to let you lunatics get us all killed, okay? We're fighting the crazy Muslims. Yeah, that you wind up and fund all the time. Just shut up and stop lying. Stop treating us like we're stupid. And stop trying to run our lives. You wouldn't put up with me over there trying to run your country. I'm a sovereign person. I have value. I'm a human being. I'm not a cow. And I'm not going to act like one. And humanity's getting up off its knees. Let's start going to the clips. Look at these headlines. Pentagon raised threat of Israel spying on U.S. to highest level. AIPAC says, no, it's true. They hope you don't read the bill. Trump's Defense Department sees growing espionage threat from Israel. They say, Pentagon raises threat to Israel spying U.S. to highest levels. Here's the actual letter where Netanyahu's bragging that my plan that I wrote, thank you for passing it, out of committee. You've got Mike Pence is very upset about populist conservatives that are so anti-Semitic and don't want Israel to run things. But first, let's go to Congressman Massey pointing out the truth that this is treason. But he does this thing where, oh, it turns out the conspiracy theorists a week ago were right. This is a takeover. We weren't conspiracy theorists. It's in the bill. What he means is the consensus is now we were right by all the other analysts. And now the Pentagon says we're right. But the Pentagon had already said it over 2 weeks ago. They just released it because they don't just go up against Israel unless they have to. There's still a few patriots left. They're like, okay, well, they just passed out a committee. Drop the hammer, boys. And, you know, and that was officially those agencies going, we're still Americans. Still having, like, hey, look, we'll be nice to you, Israel. Come on. But come on, guys, you don't run the show. I mean, it comes down to territorialism finally, see? Like, hey, buddy, we don't run you. You don't run us. What are you doing? Here's Massey.
This comes, that letter that you showed comes on the heels of a section 224 of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, that was just made public by the chairman and the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. They intend to mark up that bill next week, I believe, and then we could see the NDAA on the floor very soon, maybe next month, if not sooner, for a full House vote. There's a troubling provision in there, Section 224, which I intend to offer an amendment to strip, but that provision would enmesh, synchronize, integrate, whatever word you want to use. I think they use the word synchronize in the legislation, but we all know what it means, and we were called a conspiracy. We were called conspiracy theorists last week for saying this means we're going to merge the two militaries, the IDF and the U.S. military, because they said, oh, this is just, we're merely combining our technology and our supply chains and all this other stuff. It has nothing to do with chain of command, which that may be true, but it's still an encumbrance and an entanglement that I think, honestly, is treasonous. There is no reason that this is not a symmetric relationship. Even NATO is asymmetric, but this is way more asymmetric, where we're going to be the ones giving, compromising our own national security, basically obligating ourselves to the defense of Israel at any cost, regardless of what Netanyahu engages in once we, through Section 224, the NDAA, and then this letter, which is showing you the road, the path that they intend to go down, that makes us all not conspiracy theorists now. It only takes the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth has been about 6 months here in Washington, D.C. It's now reduced to 6 days in this Israeli plan.
Yeah, the Israeli bots hit me when it first broke, saying it's not true, it's not real, it doesn't exist, just hoping people wouldn't look. Let me help Congressman Massey. I know he's very busy. In Section 224, it says there's a czar or a director of the merger program. They say synchronization. They say live time coordination. They talk about fusion. They talk about all of it, all the key words, and it says what it does right there. And it says this master, they use a particular term. I'll look at it during the break. This czar only reports once a year to Congress. But it's all classified, and no place is more of a black hole for money than the Pentagon. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with more of these clips. I'm going to move off this huge subject into all the others that I mentioned earlier and more. We've got a very special treat for you on Sunday Night Live tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to premiere a big interview here. Wait for that. But here's the deal, very briefly, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. That's what funds the Alex Jones Network. That's what funds AJNLive.com. We have big mega sale going on right now. 40% off methylene red, methylene blue, the gummies, MKUltra Brain Booster, and so much more. Zeolite tinctures and more. Wide selection of Patriot apparels. Please support the broadcast. Plus, you're missing out. These products really work. They will improve your life, and they'll fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds on Real Alex Jones Now and Rumble. Do it. All right, folks. We got great reporters and researchers like John Bound. And so I probably watched 200 videos a day, probably read 300 news articles. I mean, I prepared for 10 hours. I've been up since 4 a.m. researching. And I saw John Bound's report right before I went live on air, but I didn't watch it. It's not even posted on Real Alex Jones on X yet. It's on his X. We're going to get it uploaded, and I'll give you the headline. But then we're airing Bound's report, and I hadn't watched it yet. And it was translated by the crew. Hey, in Section 622 of the Defense Authorization Act, it hands over the keys to all of our intelligence coding, live time, like Apple gave Communist China live time to all Apple users in the world. Remember that big scandal over the years? And they were doing that live time. No, no, no. It's a whole nother bill by Senator Tom Cotton, extremely powerful on the Defense Armed Services Committee. About as powerful as it gets. Big, you know, Israeli firster. I like a lot of his other political views and ideas and voting record. When it comes to Israel and war, he's a neocon. It's a whole nother bill, S-4615. And we look, this is close to passing too. Appropriations for fiscal year 2027 for intelligence and intelligence-related activities of the United States government, the intelligence community, management account of the Central Intelligence Agency, recruitment and disability systems, and for other purposes. And in Section 622, not Section 224, like the NDAA, that's the defense bill, it basically mirrors it and says we give the Israelis lifetime access to all our intelligence. And to the code keys to it, not just share the information, like we do the Five Eyes. Absolutely insane. So let's put John Bowne's X channel up on screen again. Everybody needs to go there. I'm asking the crew, because I'm on air, use my X account, Relox Jones, repost Bowne's report right there. His version, we need to re-upload it. I'll give it a headline during the break, because Bowne's headline's powerful, but not powerful enough. Because, and I said this last week, I said, if it's in the NDAA main defense bill, you know there's going to be a bunch of other versions of similar crap in other bills. So the NDAA is the Defense Authorization Act. A bunch of that's intelligence, but this is the main intelligence act. And it basically mirrors it. I was reading the subsection during the break, section 622. So guys, have Ben or one of the guys repost on my X right now, Relox Jones, everybody share this, Bowne report. America's finished. Section 622 hands over the intelligence keys to Israel. That's a pretty good headline, but when we re-upload it and post it about Bowne's report, you got to have the proper hardcoreness of this. The treason contained in the 2027 NDAA handing over control of the U.S. military and intelligence systems to Israel is mirrored in the National Intelligence Funding Bill. So that even if we shoot down Section 224 in the NDAA, it will pass in the Senate Intelligence Bill. It just goes on and on. So much of this broadcast is we're just researching live here on air. We've got to go through everything. We've got to check all the defense bills. There's a whole bunch of them, not just the big omnibus bills. The intelligence bill, the defense authorization bill. This is talking about trillions of dollars here. This is insane. And it's all about Israel. Page 2. And it goes into handing over everything. Good gracious. I am just absolutely blown away right now. But of course this is going on. And I would imagine, did Netanyahu write this too? Because Netanyahu wrote letters to the Republicans on the committee thanking them for passing it out of committee. The first committee. Now it passed the final committee. Now it's got to go out for a full vote. Then it goes with the Senate and back and forth. It'll take a month to haggle over the whole bill. And then he changes the House, goes back to the Senate and back and forth in conference. But Netanyahu brags that he wrote the legislation subsection. His plan, quote, thanks for implementing my plan in his letter. What do you want to bet? Because I'm reading it. It mirrors the defense bill. And they are hell-bent on this coup, this silent, covert coup. And I guess they just thought nobody was going to find this stuff. Wow. Wow. It's S-4615-2027, Intelligence Funding Bill. And, of course, Bowne focuses in on Section 622. It's not as long as the Defense Authorization Act. It'll be easier to go over it all. Defense Authorization Act's over 1,000 pages. And by the way, people are finding a bunch of other nasty stuff in there. But hey, we're not screwed. We're not up the creek without a paddle here. Because the Pentagon came out Friday and said Israel's the number one threat to America right now. Taking over our government. Espionage. So this is on the front burner. That's why I've been spending so much time on it. Because back when we were covering it a week and a half ago, nobody was really talking about it. But we beat the drum. We beat the drum. We beat the drum. You beat the drum. You share the articles. You share the videos at Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official channel. And on X at Real Alex Jones, the network backup at AJN Live, Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. Follow us there. Share the information. Share the videos. Share the articles. Go to alexjoneslive.com. That's where all the free feeds are and audio feeds and video feeds and articles and videos and Bounds Report. It's all there. And Trump told Netanyahu, people didn't believe it. He told TB last week, he said, no, I said all that. Netanyahu said, yeah, he did say that to me. He said, you've made Israel the most hated country in the world. You're crazy. You got to stop all this. Stop bombing Lebanon. Stop getting in the way of the peace deal. And Israel bombed Lebanon and killed a bunch of people, including a Lebanese general today. And Lebanon's been trying to work with Israel. So it's a serious situation, to say the least. Now, I wanted to already be off of this because I got a bunch of stuff to cover here in the time we have, but this is central right now that we just discovered this. And 9 times out of 10, we're the first big broadcast to find out about something. Because believe me, I've been all over everywhere today. The search engines and X and just at least 10 hours a day. I spent 1 hour with my daughter drawing pictures and playing, maybe an hour and a half. Well, we went for a hike. That's not true. So I spent about 2 hours there today, but I've been up since 4. And then I did nothing but research since then. So before, she didn't get up till 7. So from about 4:30 to 7, then I cooked her breakfast and went back to research where she played and did stuff. I took her for a walk at 10. It was only about 45 minutes. We came back and drew for an hour to about noon. And then I researched all the way up to the show. All right, it's 7 hours of research. I did a bunch of research last night, too. The point is, I did a lot of research, and I didn't see this anywhere. And so I'm glad that I learned about it from our investigator here, live while I'm on air, but it still freaks me out. Like, why do we have to be the ones to always find this? We need people awake and engaged and on this stuff, because that's why they want to shut down. They've said in all these globalist papers and public publications that, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's Jones and his organization that finds out this stuff. You'd think I'd be proud of that. Man, I'm proud of it, you know, walking point for my 30-something years being under constant attack. We win when the public is awake enough and involved enough where I'm not breaking news anymore, and I can go fishing. Something tells me that's never going to happen. You know, some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. That short John Bound report's so important. We're just going to play that again right now. Then I'm going to go to these other clips on the subject and move on. But it took us a week of hammering this to get it to break into Congress. And now we're going to have to hammer the Senate version again. And we just can't count other people. So viewers, it's up to you to get this report when I post it on X and on Rumble, to take this live feed and share the hell out of it, because this is a foreign power. And I want to explain something. I don't always listen to my rebroadcast, but a few days a week, I like what we do, but I'm not my biggest fan because I hear mistakes and things I make, but I do it because I want to hear them. So I listened to 2 hours of the Friday show, Friday night while I was doing research, had it on in my headphones while I was at the desktop. And I'll get distracted when I'm talking about a topic and I go, you tune in to not just hear about one piece of legislation, but how it interconnects with all these other things. So let me explain. This is not the first time that governments or corporations have used a so-called business deal to strip sovereignty covertly. And I'm going to give you the key to this in a moment. Then the crew, not their fault, great job, put up an article or another subject and got me off on a rabbit trail, because I'm kind of like a dog that sees a squirrel and goes squirrel and gets distracted. There are many examples, but the EU in 47 and then in 56 was just a steel trade cooperative and then a trade deal. And they set it up with these globalist corporations and the old elites of Europe, the old royalty, to have the government sign away pieces of their sovereignty at a time through a business deal. And it wasn't until the late 90s they go, by the way, we're a union, we're an unelected commission, the nation state's power is gone, you got to do what we say, and by the way, the chains are on. Totalitarian. Well, that's what this Israel thing is, but it's not getting it one piece at a time over decades and then saying, by the way, we got you by the balls, you signed all your authority away to unelected bureaucracies, just like the UN does. Israel's just coming right in saying, we don't need Congress's money anymore. We're just merging with the military. We'll co-own all your weapons and have all your intelligence. Unbelievable. So I never air the same report back to back, but this is so important. I am. Watch it. Take notes. The ball's in your court. Send this report that I'm going to have uploaded during the next break to Real Hawk Jones on X. I'll upload it to Rumble right now. And get it and get it out. Now the Senate intelligence funding bill hands over total control to Israel, not just the Defense Authorization Act. Treason alert. I mean, just what the hell? This is unbelievable. Israel's not the 51st state, folks. Israel's very adversarial to the U.S. We're told it's our little buddy all day long. Israel does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and primaries are Congress people that get in their way. Israel is throwing its weight around like a bull in a china shop here. This is serious. And the Pentagon just came out Friday and said 2 weeks ago we warned the president secretly that Israel's the number one threat and their spies are taking over the government. Uh-huh. Word for word what I said in the weeks before, because it's what's happening. You can watch it in live time. Here's Bounds Report. Share it.
The Pentagon just cranked Israel's counterintelligence threat level all the way up to critical, the highest designation, right there with our worst adversaries. U.S. officials are now using burner phones and staying tight-lipped in hotel rooms when they visit Israel because the Israelis are aggressively spying on top Trump administration people, digging for inside dope on decisions about Iran and Lebanon. This isn't some rogue operation. It's all coordinated, hyper-aggressive espionage from our so-called closest ally. Jonathan Pollard-style damage from the past should have been a warning. But here we are again. Americans are rightly asking how an ally that spies on us at this level gets treated like family.
With me, I don't care if you start throwing nukes immediately, responsibly, but immediately. And a case that I've been pushing is the use of an electromagnetic pulse weapon or weapons against Iran. Why are we waiting to get hit?
That's Jonathan Pollard, the most famous Israeli spy in modern history, who sold out our secrets, got our agents killed, you name it. He sold to the Russians, the Chinese, the Israelis, everybody. And remember, Trump pardoned him back at the end of his first administration. So now Israel's funding will be within the Pentagon in joint weapons development, but they're going to be allowed into everything and be able to claim co-ownership of the U.S. military-industrial complex that Eisenhower told us to beware, the technological elite that control the military-industrial complex. So think about that. Then you've got 38 states that have passed laws or executive orders that if you criticize Israel anyway, or ever boycott Israel, or criticize Zionism, or what happened in Gaza, these are laws that you cannot have any government contracts or government jobs. Totally illegal, unconstitutional tyranny. And that's because Israel admits they're moving their weapons industries here to the United States. And so now if you criticize anything Israel's doing, you're shut down by the state governments, violating our First Amendment. You add that with the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, you got to read that for yourself. Total lifetime fusion integration of everything, from academia to DARPA to MIT to secret weapons development to live intelligence, telemetry, weapons guidance, weapons systems, everything. Remember, the other agencies don't even let each other know what they're doing. The other armed services branches are in competition and let them have their secrets. And that's good to keep things compartmentalized. This is, Congress doesn't even know 10% of what the Pentagon's up to. This is Israel's coup against America.
The real gut punch is what's happening in Congress at the exact same time. On the heels of the revelation of Section 224 slowly advancing, Senator Tom Cotton slipped Section 622 into the FY27 Intelligence Authorization Act. This thing locks America into permanent, unbreakable intelligence entanglement with Israel. It mandates expanded sharing, ties it to Israel's qualitative military edge, restricts the president or future Congress from scaling it back without jumping through huge legal hoops and notifying bought and paid for committees, and even pushes sharing with Abraham Accords countries. There will be no unwinding this. We are looking at intel fusion as a pillar of policy, handing over leverage that could bite us hard if relations sour. We'll find ourselves either towing the line for Israel or facing serious consequences. Meanwhile, the Pentagon flags Israel as a top spy threat, and lawmakers are wiring them deeper into our system. This isn't partnership. It's a one-way street that smells like foreign influence money run amok. America first means putting our sovereignty and secrets ahead of any foreign lobby. It's not optional, and it's a major insult on this 250th anniversary of our nation. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
John Bound's worked here 14 years, about 8 years from home, because take care of his family. He's a great chef at a great restaurant by night, and then takes care of a very sick family member. I'll just leave it at that, who's crippled. And his dad won a Peabody Award, famous journalist as well. We are just so blessed to have people like John Bound here. And my only critique of his report is he put it out saying, look at this new legislation, S-4615, that mirrors the Treason and the Defense Authorization Act, handing everything over to Israel, an internal coup. But only 2 minutes of the report is about this. We need to get on this now. This is a big frickin' deal. Because I was just during that reading it again. Now, let me go back to the NDAA section 224. Because I couldn't remember the exact name of the czar, what they call it. The Secretary of Defense shall designate an executive agent. Put that on screen, please. Responsible for synchronizing cooperative efforts between the United States and Israel to expand and accelerate bilateral defense technology research, development, testing, evaluation, integration, and industrial cooperation. So see right there, you got synchronizing, integration. That's what integration means. They call it fusion in other areas. And it talks about how it's all going to be classified with a report that's classified once a year to Congress. The executive agent to expand, accelerate deeper integration again, of Israel into U.S. institutions. That's the bill. The EA would be solely focused on implementing Section 224. EA authority takes procedure over the authority of other. It takes precedence. So the executive agent would be solely focused on implementing Section 224. EA authority takes precedence over the authority of other DOD component heads per DOD instructions. Keep scrolling down. See, I read this twice. I read the whole subsection. It's 5 or 6 pages twice last week. And then I had Mark Levin, all the usual suspects, call me an anti-Semitic liar. It doesn't do that. It's just about a missile system. It says that this czar has presidential power. Only the president can override him. He operates in his own area, and no one at these agencies says DARPA, the universities, the 5 branches of the military. Meaning the EA would be able to overrule determinations by DOD agencies such as the Defense Technology Security Administration, Israeli Access to U.S. Technology. The appointment of the EA would replace direct congressional oversight with supervision by the Secretary of Defense. There would be no congressional confirmation or ability to remove of the executive agent. Go read the bill. It's right there. The links to it. So, again, I didn't want to spend the whole show on this as I got up, but it's just so central that you think of a foreign army taking over with troops and guns and helicopters and jets and nuclear bombs. No, you just come in and say, oh, Daniel has an idea. We don't need your money anymore. We'll just sell you a missile system. And then it does this. sets up some ring wraith that reports to the president of the U.S. and the Israeli prime minister and has precedent and override everybody else? That alone. And look, Massey's great. He's really busy. But he's like, yeah, I don't know if it messes with the chain of command and that stuff. I don't really understand the military, but doesn't look good. Oh, yeah, it doesn't look good. The guys they say that are these radical Israel haters just had his constituents sick of funding all these foreign countries, and his constituents wanted Epstein files. He said, I guess I'll do it. So they all attack him and say he's this big mastermind. You're lucky you had Massey to deal with, okay? This is a good thing I'm not in Congress. I don't want to be up there. I just want to put the intel out and deal with it. It's worse than I've even been saying for 2 weeks. Every time I start reading the subsections, I want to throw up. I mean, you see what that does? Do you see that? Nobody else, including the Secretary of Defense, can even question this executive agent who overrides everything. It lists DARPA, bioweapons, chemical weapons, nukes, AI, all the weapons, all the grids, everything. Everything. Lifetime integration, fusion, synchronization. You know what that means? It means Netanyahu's going to have his degenerate, fetid tentacle 8 feet up our ass. We'll be right back. Now, you'll definitely want to stay with us when this hour ends in about 27 minutes for Sunday Night Live. I'm going to be hosting it because I taped an incredible podcast that was over 3 hours long, and I got really hardcore on it. It's commercial-free, and we'll be able to air 2 hours of it on Sunday Night Live tonight, and I cover the waterfront, the latest of the Charlie Kirk assassination, the Israeli takeover of the U.S., the Islamic takeover. We got to a bunch of the clips that I won't have time to get to today. I got a bunch more today, too. Man, I could do 3 hours on this and barely even comment. The stuff I've got out of Europe and the U.K. with the police, literally, when you get stabbed, they protect people that stab you. Not just the latest guy that got all the attention, poor fellow. I mean, I've got just the police admitting it. It's there to protect the invaders. Replacement migration. And I've got all this other stuff. Ooh. Google to release 32 million GMO mosquitoes, confirming that Bill Gates is funding groups releasing ticks on us. It's all coming out. I mean, this is just wild. Absolutely insane. But I want to finish up with the Israel situation right now. Now here's Mike Pence, the big neocon, acts like Johnny Quest dad, big patriot. But the guy was a snake in the first Trump administration, sabotaged everything. But he uses the proper term. He goes, conservative populist. Yeah, you got to watch popular conservatism that's taking over the Republican Party. And we were winning, and Trump was really doing everything until about 6 months into his last year, and then he went sideways. But we put pressure on him to get back on track and realize that this war is a setup, which he's starting to do. We're at least going to try. That's not being on the Trump train. That's trying to get him back on our train. The dovetails into Colonel McGregor, who, again, is a really smart guy, but he focuses in on Israel and this legislation being able to steal our secrets. They won't need to steal them. It's all given to them under the legislation. And then they get the money claiming co-ownership of all of our weapons. So Massey's not getting how bad it is. McGregor's not getting it. I've been watching the other really smart people. I made some phone calls to some of them, and I said, you know, this, and this, right? Like, this is worse than you're saying. They have an executive director that's no one can have oversight over, that does whatever he wants and has total power in the Pentagon over all agencies, do whatever he wants with the Israelis. He like marches in like Darth Vader to the Jedi Temple with stormtroopers behind him and just does whatever they want. I mean, you want to know what this is, go to episode 3 Star Wars. We'll play it after the clip when Anakin Skywalker has now become Darth Vader and he's marching into the Jedi Temple with the stormtroopers. I mean, this is like everything's ours. It's over. We own it. It's ours. It's not even a fusion, an integration. They use those terms, a synchronization. It says we're in charge, and you know whoever this guy is going to be some dual citizen. I mean, this is an Israeli coup over America. This is bonker town. And And the Pentagon just came out against it Friday. This is how crazy this has gotten. So here's Mike Pence and then Colonel McGregor.
What I wrote the book for was just to make sure that we don't conflate the loyalty to the president with, as some on the populist right would have, an embrace of a new agenda for the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party has to be a party committed to free market economics and limited government and all the ideals and principles. I'm particularly troubled, Anne-Marie, with your background on foreign affairs particularly. I'm particularly troubled about the stops and starts on American support for Ukraine. It was the populist right voices inside and outside the administration that actually argued against striking Iran's nuclear facilities a year ago and even launching Operation Epic Fury. And even
back it up, pause it. Because we said they'll then say you didn't get all the uranium and it's a trap to get us into a full war, which is what the Israelis said they wanted was regime change. And then they lied and told them in the last 4 days, and that's all been declassified, and it was all a lie. Yeah, right, Pence? Because we're smart? Continue.
Ago, and even launching Operation Epic Fury, and even more troubling to me is voices on the populist right are questioning America's support for Israel, and with that rhetoric, actually descending at times into the dark hallways of anti-Semitism. Look, that's not who conservatives are in this country. It's not what conservatives believe, and I try and call it out in the book.
Let's finish.
Israel has access to these things because there are billionaires in the United States who have paid members of Congress to provide the access. We just passed this section of the National Defense Authorization plan that allows the Israelis to effectively appear as an appendage of the American military establishment. This is not going to last. You've got to go back to our origins as a country. And we were very sensitive when we became independent, finally, 250 years ago, to the simple truth that British people were all over the country. We were effectively British. And so anyone who was not born in the United States was initially barred from holding the presidency. There were good reasons for that. We did not want a British Manchurian candidate, if you will, running the country. We've got to go back and examine all of these things. We have too many people running around our government with dual citizenship. Dual citizenship is fine, but you should not be allowed to hold federal office. You should not be allowed to serve in the United States Armed Forces if you are loyal to anyone other than the United States. And if you want to serve in the United States Armed Forces, you should give up that second loyalty immediately when you sign up. These things are important. We've neglected them.
And here is the NDAA bill and the other bill in the Senate, the intelligence bill. I mean, literally, the special executive director is above the law. No one can question him but the president. Once a year, they give a report, and they just come marching right in with total command over DARPA, all the agencies, all five of the armed services is up to eight now. Space Command, satellites, everything. So there we go. That is where we are right now. Woo! Can't make that up. Meanwhile, a major Pew survey finds 67% of adults across 36 countries hold an unfavorable view of Israel, only 25% view favorably. Now, I want to shift gears because this ties in to land grabs and what all these big government corporations are doing and then how it ties into Kushner and Albania. But first, this lady gets it. I've been harping on this for years, and nobody else seems to pick it up. Yeah, AI taking jobs in the future, but right now it's a bubble. The president's executive orders, he tried to pass legislation to give it liability protection from state and local and individuals to do whatever they want. That's so dangerous. And these data centers stealing water and jacking up the power prices and told us to get out of the way. You can't have power. It's bad for the earth. You can't eat beef. It's bad for the earth. Cow farts. But AI gets whatever it wants. We have to stand up for ourselves here and say, why is everything being greased for this? And we're told roll over and die. She gets it. Bare minimum, it allows the eminent domain that is in the executive orders to take the property and the water and all it that it sits on. And in the areas it comes into, mainly rural, it becomes its own city and politically takes over that entire area. The data center boondoggle. It's not about AI compute. It's about the land. Well, that's one big component nobody covers. That's a big component. It's not the whole thing. But it's a component nobody's talking about. So I saw this lady yesterday, last night, watching. I said, wow, she gets it. They don't give us due process. They're above the law. Eminent domain. Corporate takeover. Bill Gates is buying up millions of acres of farmland and just shutting it off so you can't grow food. It's about control. It's about feudalism. It's about sitting on top of you. It's about letting a few tech companies be above the law. Here's the clip.
It's not about the data centers. It's not about compute. It's not about AI. It's about the land. It's the physical land. It's the physical commodities, gold and silver. They know that everything, what matters is what you can physically hold on to. And that's why they're going after the land. They're using this entire charade in order to justify through eminent domain and you know, government subsidies, the seizure of hundreds of millions of acres of land. And it's all over the country. That's what's going on with the data centers. Daniel Horowitz has begun to uncover this. But this is the model.
It is the model. And they make sweetheart deals with local politicians, buy them off, and then they grab huge, giant areas they don't even need. And I've even heard them say, oh, don't worry, there'll be real estate deals too. It's just a giant power grab. You saw the stock market tank on Friday, but the tech stuff go up. It's sucking the oxygen out of all the small stocks, medium stocks. Meanwhile, you have Jared Kushner's wife, Trump's daughter, Ivanka, a week ago, she's like, oh, a few years ago, we're on the Rothschilds, the main Rothschilds boat, the Epstein Rothschilds, you know, the big ones, the actual elite family that own the majority of the world's assets through BlackRock. And they just showed us this island off Albania in the Mediterranean. It's so beautiful. So we've got the island, a $4 billion thing with the prime minister. And then we learn they've got a deal for the airport and this wetland national park they're taking and these beaches the Albanians use. And because it's tied to Israel, and because Kushner's really another just ambassador from Israel to the U.S., grew up with Netanyahu. Netanyahu used to, you know, stay at his house constantly. Just because the Albanians heard all this, millions have hit the streets. We're talking 500,000 per rally. Millions and millions estimated. We'll roll some B-roll of that. Now conflict, bombings, and machine gun attacks have begun. The country's going into civil war over this. Day six, Albania streets are exploding like never before. In just one rally, over 400,000 Albanians rage against Jared Kushner's $5 billion land grab. I'm sorry, it's $5 billion. They refuse to hand their coast over. Protests in Albania are exploding for the seventh straight day now. Nothing before. And it just goes on and on and on. Now today, Albanians are literally fighting in the streets to take their island back from Israel Kushner and the Rothschilds and Ivanka Trump. So, again, this is how popular it is to be involved with Israel. So I've been studying this since it broke the last 7-8 days. And so I was doing all this research today to cover it. And then I ran to this lady and I said, boy, in just 3 minutes, 44 seconds, she does an excellent job boiling it down because she lives in Albania. And so I've checked this all. This lady nails it. This is exactly what's going on. And this is super creepy when you hear about the underground bases and tunnels that are there. And that the main Rothschilds who are involved in all the emails talking about all the really horrible stuff with Epstein is this Nat Rothschild. It's all in there. So they want to build some fortress for the elite there, have some big airport there, and make this new globalist compound. And you're so hated, just like when Zuckerberg went in and bought a bunch of land around burial grounds in Kauai, which is the main ceremonial island for the Hawaiians. And then he locked down all the land that they had, so they're all suing him. And I go to Kauai at least once a year. I love it. I've been going there since I was, you know, in high school. And when people know me, when I go there, and I have the Hawaiians, everybody just constantly talking about, we're going to get, you know, we're going to get Zuckerberg. We're going to go after him when this all goes down. I mean, I'm not the one talking like this. I mean, I'm out on a fishing trip. I'm out on a snorkel trip. I'm in a restaurant. I'm at the hotel. I'm getting gas. And the Hawaiians are walking over saying, the chief wants to meet with you right now, but can you come right? And I go, look, it's actually, they don't call it the chief anymore. It's the official chief. They still have their thousands of acres up in the hills and hanging out with the Hawaiian folks. They're all just, you know, low key, but they're all like, what do we do about Zuckerberg, sir? We know you know him and he's the enemy. We're just waiting. And he took all our burial area. And it's just like, and I already knew it was a burial area because like 10 years ago, I'm up there on the Nepali coast. And they got a tour saying, these areas, the secret burial ground, going to make thousands of years where they would take the. And then later, Zuckerberg now has it and has a cattle ranch on it. And it's just like he builds a big bunker. What does he think he's doing? So as hated as he is, I mean, literally, it's like the villagers for Frankenstein running around with their torches. Because I'm just like minding my own business when I go to Hawaii, chilling out, trying to take a week off or whatever. And I can't go anywhere without, we want to get him. We're coming after him. And just because they know I don't like Zuckerberg. Well, here's an example for you right here. You got millions of people in the streets now in wars burning down government buildings because they found out you're handing over their national park and this stuff to Kushner. I mean, folks, that's how pissed the world is about this, okay? So my little Zuckerberg thing was a microcosm of this. Here's the lady. She knocks it out of the park.
Man, y'all are really going to make me come out of TikTok retirement to talk about this island, huh? First of all, there she is. That's the famous Sazan Island. And here's what I know. Here's what I know from somebody that has been living here for the past few years. I'm a resident of Albania. I see this island every day from my balcony. So I've been hearing about it for a while, which is the first thing that you should know, because the Albanian prime minister tried to get on an interview and claim that there is no project and that it's fake. I've been hearing about this island for at least a year and a half, and you can even see in my previous TikTok videos on Albania, I've talked about this project. Okay, so let me explain the scope of the project and everything that is happening. So here's the island. This island has been, there's been talks about the Ivanka and Jared Kushner or whatever developing this island for at least a year and a half that I've been hearing about it. That's not new news. And honestly, nobody was really protesting that development. Like, they may not have really liked it, but that wasn't the thing. The issue really came when they decided they wanted to also co-opt this little stretch of land on this protected delta. This is my understanding. This is the last wild river delta in Europe. This delta is the home particularly to flamingos. They're beautiful. They're stunning. This is their home. It is protected. Where do they go if this disappears, if humans encroach on it, right? So the other thing that the prime minister tried to claim is the fact that they, you know, were killing flamingos was fake news. It's not fake news. They're trying to develop this, but here's the other thing. This airport has also been in development, being built, and has been the subject of controversy because it's also on this protected area. Think about that for a second. Developing an airport right at a bird sanctuary. Not good for the birds, also not good for the planes, okay? So my understanding is, I don't know, a year and a half ago, Germany, I believe, was supervising
this airport. Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I know I sent it to the crew, but poor guys, I sent like 200 videos. It shows, this has been going on for a couple of years, and Ivanka Trump says, oh, we got the $5 million investment to get it a couple of years ago. So they're already hearing about it. Then about a month ago, the Albanians show up to the National Seashore, which is a national park. It's closed, and there's fences up blocking the roads. So there's all that footage. Just go find it on X. That's when they went ape, okay? Because people are sick of this. They're sick of power grabs. Continue.
So you have this happening already. This has been going on. Albanians are not happy. And then all of a sudden, they announce that they're also going to develop this. And in the summer, when Albanians are going to public land, to go be in the sea, they put up fences. They put up barbed wire to try to keep Albanians out of their public land. Now, you could ask, why do the Trumps need to also have the land that overlooks their private island that, by the way, has underground tunnels and bunkers? I don't know. It's worth asking, though. Another thing worth noting, right, is the last time there was a protest here in Vlorë was like in the winter, and the Albanians were protesting because Vlorë had been without water for a week. So you can see where this might piss people off, right? This island, it has no running water, it has no electricity. And the prime minister has promised Ivanka and Jared that they would develop it on the island for them. Meanwhile, the locals are living in a town that still does not have reliable infrastructure. So anyway, there you go. That's what I know. I will try to update as I hear things, but that's the situation from Vlorë.
All right, and the crew was having trouble finding it. I found it. I typed in Albanian government puts up fences at beach, and so it's a barbed fence has cut much of beach off of the public, and roads are being built on the ecological important land. Private security guards have been brutal with protesters. Video of them dragging people away and beating them up. I sent you the clip. Start me rolling it, please. As soon as you're ready, play with audio. Just play it off the computer. I want to show you this. Yes, look at this for yourself. And this is what I found. I found worse stuff than billy clubbing people and everything else. So you show up to your national seashore, and the prime minister's saying, we didn't give it to them. No, no, no. No one's taking it. It's all lies. Meanwhile, Ivanka's like, oh, we're on the Rothschild boat with the prime minister, and we're taking over. And they're telling you it doesn't exist. Just like during COVID, they locked down all the parks and swimming holes, and I went and shot a report, one of the first when it was happening. They shut down Barton Springs. They shut down Zilker Park. It was like, you know, 50 square miles or whatever. And I put it out, and the left did videos on YouTube saying, look, it's fake. No one's blocking the park. Jones made this up. He hired actors. And then weeks later, the whole country's locked down. You're like, okay, it happened. So, unbelievable. Listen. I'm not funded by the Albanians. I'm not funded by the Israelis. I'm not funded by the Republicans, Democrats. I'm funded by you. And we're doing important work here, folks. And we need your help. I need your help. Plus, the products are incredible. If you just listen to me, those of you on the fence, the majority of you never go to thealexshowstore.com. 99% of you. This isn't a Netflix show. It's not a video game. It's not a simulation. This is the real world. And I sell you the very best products. Bovine colostrum is not a sexy name. It is a sexy product. We private labeled the top rated one in the country. Concentrated. Little scoop every day. All the super nutrients for your whole body, your skin, your hair, your guts, your heart, your blood, your brain. The first 2 weeks of the milk a mammal puts off, it supercharges the baby. We have it concentrated. You need to get it. It's incredible. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. You need to get our methylene blue. Our methylene red is proprietary. You need to get our Shilajit. You need to get our Irish sea moss. It's not just Irish sea moss. It's concentrated. It's equivalent to like 30, 40 grams, depending on the pill or the gummy. You have to eat a whole bowl of Irish sea moss, a huge bowl of it to get what one gummy has. It's full of the very best organic iodine, all 94 trace elements and minerals that supercharge other vitamins and minerals. Our Shilajit is the best. What about Shilajit? It takes hours to explain it to you. We have the best. It's so game-changing. Natural peptides, TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And while you're there, look at the widest selection of Patriot apparel, of T-shirts, of ball caps, of hoodies, of everything. It's all there. And then you're funding people that don't back down, don't give up, never give in, and just tell the truth and know what they're talking about and have a track record of success against tyrants and have the tyrants attacking us 24-7 because we continue to beat them. That means you're beating them. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you share an article, share a video, share the live feed at rumble.com/TheAlex Jones Show Live or on exit, Real Alex Jones, or go to the main mothership website, the main coordinates, alexjoneslive.com. The live video and audio feeds, it's all free. The articles, the videos, the special reports, the new Senate bill that hands over control of our intelligence agencies and all the code keys and live time intelligence and all everything to the Israelis. It's all there. No one else is reporting on this new bill. that's at the highest level Republicans pushing it, Senator Tom Cotton. We are the Paul Revere's. That means you are the Paul Revere. I'm the horse you're riding on. Literally, I'm just the vehicle. You guys are the Paul Revere's. You've got to decide to step into history and not just be a spectator. Because the boomers are great, but, you know, we were the greatest generation before that, and everything's fine, and they kind of go to sleep and have a good time, great. We can't, not all the boomers, but a lot of them, we can't sit on our hands like the boomers and just be spectators. We've got to be engaged. We've got to be involved. And this is an exciting time, so share the articles, share the videos. Tell those you share it with to share it. Go get the free apps for Droid and Apple at alexjonesapp.com. But whatever you do, take action now. It's an info war, and it's about your energy and your will in this fight. Because whether you want to admit you're in a fight or not, the globalist Bill Gates, the New World Order, are trying to take everything you got. And all the predator centers, the IMF, the World Bank, the Chi-Coms, the out-of-control Israel lobby, we will fight it all and promote Americana and freedom. But I can't do it without your help. You're more important than I am. Take action now. Alex Jones Store. The Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.